After a day of waiting, it looked as though the enemy had decided on a war of attrition rather than repeating the ground attack. Darts came in constantly. Not in swarms anymore, but in twos and threes and tens, and from all different angles. We couldn't stay alert forever. They'd get somebody every 3 or 4 hours. We took turns sleeping, two at a time, on top of the stasis field generator. Sitting directly under the bulk of the fighter, it was the safest place in the dome. Every now and then, a Tauren would appear at the edge of the field, evidently to see whether any of us were left. Sometimes we'd shoot an arrow at him, for practice. The darts stopped falling after a couple of days. I supposed it was possible that they'd simply run out of them, or maybe they decided to stop when we were down to 20 survivors. There was a more likely possibility. I took one of the quarterstaffs down to the edge of the field and poked it through, a centimeter or so. When I drew it back, the point was melted off. When I showed it to Charlie, he rocked back and forth, the only way you can nod in a suit. This sort of thing had happened before. One of the first times the stasis field hadn't worked. They simply saturated it with laser fire and waited for us to go stir-crazy and turn off the generator. They were probably sitting in their ships playing the Tauren equivalent of Pinochle. I tried to think. It was hard to keep your mind on something for any length of time in that hostile environment, sense-deprived, looking over your shoulder every few seconds. Something Charlie had said only yesterday. I couldn't track it down. It wouldn't have worked then, that was all I could remember. Then, finally, it came to me. I called everyone over and wrote in the snow, "Get Nova bombs from ship. Carry to edge of field. Move field." Szlaska knew where the proper tools would be aboard ship. Luckily, we had left all of the entrances open before turning on the stasis field. They were electronic and would have been frozen shut. We got an assortment of wrenches from the engine room and climbed up to the cockpit. He knew how to remove the access plate that exposed a crawl space into the bomb bay. I followed him in through the meter-wide tube. Normally, I supposed, it would have been pitch black, but the stasis field illuminated the bomb bay with the same dim, shadowless light that prevailed outside. The bomb bay was too small for both of us, so I stayed at the end of the crawl space and watched.